Sports Station 104.3 The Fan. We welcome in Mike Kliss. How you doing, Mike?
Guys, it's that great time of year where you need your heater in the morning and air conditioner in the afternoon.
9 News Bronco Insider Mike Kliss, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Mike, I was just scrolling through Twitter, and I got to DenverFan.com's James Merrilat's feed, and he says... You want to know how disconnected Vic Fangio is from the offensive side of the ball. It's different to find. It's difficult to find a picture of Vic Fangio and his quarterback together. Think about that. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
So as the head coach of the football team, Vic Fangio is certainly focused on the defensive side of the ball. Would this offense be helped by a guy who has spent 30 years of his life coordinating defenses and how to stop offenses? Do you think some more time spent with the offensive players, particularly the quarterback in particular, would be beneficial for this offense that has yet to really get off to a fast start in any game this season?
Yeah, he was asked about that. In fact, I think maybe I did. I can't remember those media groupings. It's hard to tell who asked what, but about getting involved with the offense, and he says he is. You know, in meetings behind closed doors. You're right. On the sidelines, there's no consultation, it doesn't seem like, with Vic and Teddy over the years. I think the best way Vic can help out the offense is not put them behind 10-0 before their fourth play, which is what happened in Cleveland. You know, that first drive was so dispiriting. In fact, to me, it was the low point of the season, maybe the low point of Vic Fangio's 3 years, was that opening drive against Cleveland. I mean, it was like, okay, we're going to boot here and get 7, and that's exactly what they did. We're going to set up a screen and get 31, and that's exactly what we did. Okay, now we're going to run it up the gut and get 20. I mean, it was like practice. It was like the Denver defense was a scout team. That was the most embarrassing, series, the most embarrassing moment that I've seen the Broncos in a few years. I know there were some lowlights during the Vance Joseph 8-game losing streak they had or whatever it was, but that wasn't competitive. And to me, you know, they come back on offense and it's, they throw the 3rd-and-9 pass or 3rd-and-8 pass to Fant, who just has to fall forward for the first down, and you keep the ball for a little bit. You get your running game going, and, he gets stuck right there in his tracks. That was tough. That was tough. And then Cleveland had another long sustained drive. I mean, the Broncos offense, to me, and Nate, you may be able to speak to this, offense is so much about rhythm, and it's tough to get in a rhythm when you're on the sidelines watching the defense all game. And that's the way it's felt to me anyway the last couple of games against the Raiders and the Browns.
Yeah, well, the offense also has an obligation to sustain drives as well, so I think it falls on both of their plates. I want to present a hypothetical situation to you right now, Mike. Pretend that at the end of this 50-50 Teddy versus Drew thing, Drew had won the starting job, and he went 3-0 to start the season, and then went on a 4-game losing streak, lost the last 4 games the way that the Broncos have. With Drew Lock under center, would it be time to see Teddy Bridgewater?
That's a good way of putting it. I would say yes. I would say it would be. The thing that's a little... that's a little bit different is, you know, Teddy Bridgewater is still, doesn't he have a rating at about 100, and he's got like 12 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, completing, almost 70% of his passes. I mean, Drew has never been that good. And, statistically anyway, it looks a little different it looks a little different with Teddy and Drew. But you're right. It probably is. That's not the case now, though. I know there's some people that would rather see Drew Locke right now. I've been on record. I started last week or the week before saying let's get through the Washington game and see where they're at. I still think status quo, and I know this isn't popular, making zero changes. Vic is your head coach. Shermer is your offensive coordinator. Bridgewater is your quarterback. Gives you the best chance to beat Washington versus the interim versus the Drew Locke. And that, if you're 4-4, you know, you're back on track. You're not going to beat the Cowboys, but you beat the Eagles and you're 5-5 going into the bye. You're not exactly rolling, but, you know, you're not in super bad shape. You got a chance to keep the season going. Now, if you lose to Washington, that's a different deal. Now, I don't care what you do, you know. You know, the season's over, so any decision made at that point is justified, including keeping status quo till the end of the season again. Maybe you change quarterbacks later on with Drew Locke, maybe after the bye with Drew Locke if it continues to go off the track and you're 3-6 or 3-7. That would make some sense. But for this week, for the Washington game, I'm saying you got to keep with what you got. And then after Washington, let's see what Joe Ellis and John Elway do. By the way, the organizational structure on this, guys, is Joe Ellis is on the top. And then it's John Elway. You know, John Elway is in a position still for the big decisions. And obviously, a coaching change would be as big as it gets. And then he would get, and then both Vic and George Payton, you know, they report to Elway. So they're basically side by side there. Fangio was part of the decision process that hired George Payton. So it's really on Joe Ellis and John Elway to make this decision. We'll see what they do. And, you know, I'm kind of advocating, not that my opinion matters, that, you know, they keep it status quo this week. And if they win, keep it status quo. If they lose, you know, go get them, guys. Make the big boy decision.
I will respectfully disagree with that, Mike. We talked about that last night on Broncos Tonight. But my question for you now is a little bit more pertaining to this particular week coming up. We saw the injury to Von Miller. What's his status? And then can you give us the breakdown of all the linebacker replacement parts that could possibly be out there on the field on Sunday?
Yeah, Vaughn, they think Vaughn's going to be okay. He spent this weekend, you know, which was off. He didn't take off. He was in rehab all weekend, so that's a good sign. And you know, I do think he'll be listed as questionable, but I think questionable on the side of hopeful he'll play against Washington. In the inside linebacker position, I mean, to me, Cleveland's running game was three areas. It was the two inside linebackers, and Malik Reed, I thought, had a tough time holding up. You know, Malik Reed is a overachieving guy. He's on the smaller side as the outside linebacker goes, and Cleveland, I think, saw something on film there. They didn't run it, and I thought that's why they picked up Weatherly from Minnesota to give a bigger body on the edge. And from what I understand, George Payton is looking around to get somebody who has played some inside linebacker in the NFL.
So, Mike, is this Broncos organization and the coaches in particular hoping that Jerry Jeudy can come in and save their jobs?
yeah, why not? I think you'll give him a spark.
Yeah,
you know, I think he'll give him a spark. And I do think, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, the type of quarterback Teddy is, who has to get rid of the ball quick, Jerry Jeudy can get open quick. And, you know, Patrick and Sutton are very good receivers, but they're build up the speed type of guys. Jeudy's more at top speed from the jump. So I do think he'll help. And he and Teddy Bridgewater had a good connection in training camp. You know, Jeudy looked great in training camp. He looked great in the preseason. And he looked great in the opener for 2.5 quarters. He had 6 catches halfway through the third quarter in against the Giants. So I do think he would help. And then they're really hoping Bradley Chubb can come back after the bye, where, again, under my best case scenario, the team is 5-5 coming off the bye, and you got Jeudy and you got Bradley Chubb back. You know, I think that's what I think staying the course and getting some of these players back is what they're hoping for.
Thanks, Mike. Great stuff as always, buddy.
All right. See you guys.
Later, Mike.
That was Mike List, 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet River Sportsbook. Vic Fangio's defense is 24th in turnovers. What's the deal? Talk about that next.